Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hey there and welcome back to the show. It's Rick Nusky here. On today's episode, I want to talk about the importance of having a way to book podcast interviews. Now, if you're a host, this can make all of the difference to your day. It can make a difference to the way in which you not only initially engage and confirm an interview with someone, but on the day, if you use the right system, you will receive reminders about the interview and thus never miss a booking, which is critically important, both as a host and a guest. Now, also, as a host, if you choose a different way to communicate about bookings, you might forget. I've done this in the past, and like, for example, using manual email communications might seem okay, and it could be a good place to start. But what you may find is that you forget, whereas software, booking software that sends SMSs and email reminders, it doesn't forget. And I've never had a failing in the option that I'm about to share with you in a moment. But there are several different booking options out there. And most of them you can start off with for free. Usually they'll have limited capabilities. So you've been locked out of some which are sort of more premium paid services, like the SMS services, for example. But the thing that really ties it all in for me is if you have a booking system that directly links to your calendar, the one that you live by every day to, I guess, manage the operational components of your day. What am I doing today? What's coming up? Because I can tell you that the My Future Business Show, we rely heavily on calendars and SMS reminders, email follow-up reminders, and these are all automated. So choosing the right booking software is pretty important. And I think as a guest, it's a good indication of where and how, I guess, how the host views their show, how serious they are about podcasting, if they've gone far enough to put in a scheduling system and they're not, for example, using manual email communication. They've come out of the dark ages, as it were. Now, you don't have to spend big dollars on this sort of software. There's free options, like I've said. There's Calendly, which is a very popular one. There's Acuity Scheduling. That's another popular one. But also, if you want to move up to the next tier but you don't want to break the bank, I would be dropping over to a company called AppSumo. They're at appsumo.com, AppSumo.com. And they're all about software. And they've got an in-house option that I recommend that you check out, and it's called TidyCal. It's one of their AppSumo originals. It's a product that they have developed over the years. And there's nothing I can say about, you know, having to spend $29 for a piece of software that you get to use indefinitely. Hundreds and hundreds of people are using this successfully. And the thing I really like about it is that they continually update it and they send out reminders and updates on those changes to the software that benefit you. So if you're looking for that, you know, that way to book and manage your podcast interviews as the host, then definitely check out TidyCal. Now, as for me, I use Book Like a Boss. It's another option. It's a paid option, but it gives me everything I need, and it integrates with so many different platforms. At the end of the day, the booking software that you choose, and there is a long list of them, a list longer than my arm that you can choose from. But if you want to start out free, look at Calendly. You want to go that next level, but you don't want to break the bank, definitely look at TidyCal. And then from there on, look at places like Book Like a Boss, and that's probably where I would stop for myself. I've been using Book Like a Boss for many years now, and it's never, ever let me down. You know, with those types of levels, that sort of quality of those booking systems, Book Like a Boss, you can customize all your forms. You can automate the email reminders and follow-ups. You can even have payment integration. They've gone as far as actually having landing pages. They've almost become like a pseudo website without having a website. And you can do more than one calendar, which is really good. If you say run more than one podcast and you run on different, you know, different calendars for different reasons, then you can definitely set up different booking schedules and booking options for, say, one for podcast interviews, one might be for one-on-ones, and the other one might be to work with paid clients. So when you get to that sort of level, I think they all do it. When you get to that level and you have multiple things going on, the idea of, you know, manually doing this inside of a calendar and having that opportunity to make mistakes increases significantly. So do yourself a favor and go out there and check out Calendly, Tidycow on AppSumo. And if you're really keen to get started off on the right foot, I'd be looking at Book Like a Boss. Now, I'm going to make sure that all of the links to these options are available to you below this post. No matter where you see it, you're going to see those links. And if you want me to talk about it with you more, come over to the Podcasting Central Facebook group. That's just Podcasting Central. Type it in, come on in. There's no barriers to entry, like I always say. And also, in closing, we're doing a push on our YouTube subscriber numbers. So would love to get your support, and thank you in advance. If you could drop over to YouTube, type in My Future Business, and like and subscribe to our channel. Thank you so very much. But up until tomorrow, I'll speak to you then.